In your Bibles for our second scripture reading, the Old Testament reading, to 1 Chronicles chapter 9. 1 Chronicles 9, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. So all Israel were reckoned by genealogies, and behold, they were written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah, who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression. Now the first inhabitants that dwelt in their possessions in their cities were the Israelites, the priests, Levites, and the Nethinims. And in Jerusalem dwelt the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim, and Manasseh. Uthai, the son of Ammihud, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Bani, of the children of Perez, the son of Judah. And of the Shilonites, Asaiah, the firstborn, and his sons. And the sons of Zerah, Jeuel, and their brethren, 690. And of the sons of Benjamin, Salu, the son of Meshullam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hasenuah, and Ibaniah, the son of Jeroham, and Elah, the son of Uzi, the son of Mikri, and Meshullam, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Reuel, the son of Ibnijah, and their brethren, according to their generations, 956. All these men were chief of the fathers in the house of their fathers. And of the priests, Jediah, and Jehoiarib, and Jachin. And Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Meraioth, the son of Ahitub, the ruler of the house of God. And Adaiah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Pashur, the son of Malchijah, the son of Maasei, the son of Adiel, the son of Jazerah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Meshillamet, the son of Immer, and their brethren, heads of the house of their fathers, 1,703, very able men for the work of the service of the house of God. And of the Levites, Shemaiah, the son of Hashub, the son of Azricam, the son of Hashabiah, of the sons of Merari, and Bakbakar, Heresh, and Galal, and Mataniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zikri, the son of Asaph, and Obadiah, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Galal, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, the son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, that dwelt in the villages of the Netophathites. And the porters were Shalum, and Akub, and Talman, and Ahiman, and their brethren. Shalum was the chief, who hitherto waited in the king's gate eastward. They were porters in the companies of the children of Levi. And Shalum, the son of Korah, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his brethren of the house of his father, the Korahites, were over the work of the service, keepers of the gates of the tabernacle, and their fathers, being over the host of the Lord, were keepers of the entry. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, was the ruler over them in time past, and the Lord was with him. And Zechariah, the son of Meshelemiah, was the porter of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. All these which were chosen to be porters in the gates were 212. These were reckoned by their genealogy in their villages, whom David and Samuel the seer did ordain in their set office. So they and their children had the oversight of the gates of the house of the Lord, namely the house of the tabernacle by wards. In four quarters were the porters toward the east, west, north, and south, and their brethren which were in their villages were to come after 7 days from time to time with them. For these Levites, the four chief porters, were in their set office and were over the chambers and treasuries of the house of God. And they lodged round about the house of God, because the charge was upon them, and the opening thereof every morning pertained to them. And certain of them had the charge of the ministering vessels, that they should bring them in and out by tale. Some of them also were appointed to oversee the vessels and all the instruments of the sanctuary and the fine flour and the wine and the oil and the frankincense and the spices. And some of the sons of the priests made the ointment of the spices. And Mattathiah, one of the Levites, who was the firstborn of Shallum the Korahite, had the set office over the things that were made in the pans. And other of their brethren, sons of the Kohathites, were over the showbread to prepare it every Sabbath. And these are the singers, chief of the fathers of the Levites, who, remaining in the chambers, were free, for they were employed in that work day and night. These chief fathers of the Levites were chief throughout their generations. These dwelt at Jerusalem. And in Gibeon dwelt the father of Gibeon, Jehiel, whose wife's name was Maakah. And his firstborn son, Abdon, then Zur, and Kish, and Baal, and Ner, and Nadab, and Gedor, and Ahio, and Zechariah, and Mikloth, and Mikloth begat Shimeon. And they also dwelt with their brethren at Jerusalem over against their brethren. And Ner begat Kish, and Kish begat Saul, and Saul begat Jonathan, and Malchishua, and Abinadab, and Eshbaal. And the son of Jonathan was Meribbaal, and Meribbaal begat Micah. And the sons of Micah were Pithon, and Melech, and Tahreah, and Ahaz. And Ahaz begat Jara, and Jara begat Alamet, and Azmavet, and Zimri, and Zimri begat Moza. And Moza begat Benaiah, and Rephaiah his son, and Eliasa his son, Azal his son, and Azal had six sons, whose names are these: Azrikam, Bokeru, and Ishmael, and Shariah, and Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his most holy word. Well, there are some very important things that are spoken of here in chapter 9. First of all, we're going to set out the labor that now has to take place in the land of promise. But first, we set out all of the genealogies. Notice this comes upon the finishing of the genealogy. So Israel were reckoned by genealogies, all Israel, that is. Everyone who came back from Babylon was reckoned according to their genealogy so that they knew where to spread out and what work to do. What do you think the first work is then that we undertake? Well, it's very clear. The most important thing to the chronicler, the most important thing to the devout people of God, the most important thing should be to us, the worship of God and setting it in its proper order. And that's what we do here in chapter 9. So we have the divisions of the Levites, right? Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. We have the sons of Aaron, the priests. We have all of the labor of the house. We have the porters. We have the sons of Korah. We have the sons of the Kohathites. We have those who labor in some things, those who labor in other things. But I hope you noted during this reading the specificity of everything that was undertaken. It was, can I say it this way, according to the voice of the Son of God over his own house. So, when we come back to the land, it will be necessary that we set up the worship of God in the proper way. So we have, first of all, the remembrance of the sin of Israel and Judah. Why were they taken captive in the first place? All these calamities came upon them for their sin. That's what is said. They were carried away for their transgression. And so let this be an example to us that when we sin, we keep a remembrance of it in order not to repeat our former iniquities, but to profit from them, and so that we might tell our children that they too might avoid that which we have done in sinning against the Lord. A part of our inheritance, beloved, is to pass on to our children not only the things that we have done well, but the things that we have done ill so that they do not imitate them. I used to tell my guys on the job site when they'd go to start to do something in this way, I'd say, no, don't do it that way. I've already made that mistake. You go make mistakes of your own. Let me help you with the mistakes I've made so that you don't make those same mistakes. Right? Okay, so this is one of the first things. We are to remember our transgressions. So then we see the priestly classes, the priests, the Levites, and then the Nethinims. the Nethinims. What does the word Nethinim mean? Well, it comes from the Hebrew word natan, which means to give. So these are the ones who are given. Given for what? They are given to the Levites for service, so that they might labor alongside the Levites. Scholars are divided as to exactly the makeup of this class of men called Nethinims. Some of them believe they could be Levites or not Levites, but they served under the oversight of the Levites. They were given to them, much as we might understand in a sort of bond service, to undertake the work of the temple. In Numbers chapter 3 and verse 9, we see twice mentioned in that passage that there are folks given to the Levites to perform the work of the sanctuary. So that's who the Nethinims are. And then note the emphasis on the work of the house of the Lord. We want to place that in its proper priority. Our first task is to build, occupy, and make use of the house of God. And this is appropriate for our former sins. It's a work meet for repentance. We had turned away from the Lord. This is why he led us away captive. So go to, as they say, right, in Genesis chapter 11. Go to. Let us build the house of the Lord that we may worship him properly now that he has shown us mercy and returned us to the land. So that takes us down through verse 13. Now we have 14 through the end of the chapter. Oh, sorry, 14 through 34. And we note here the detail with which the duties of the service of God are set out. Note that Ezra was very determined that after the exile, there would be a proper setting up of that worship once again according to the commandment, not according to the fancy of men, but according to the word of God, not according to what people thought was right, not according to what pleased them, but according to what David and Samuel and Moses had commanded. So then we have of the Levites, we have porters. What were the porters? We heard that there were 212 of them, and they rotated in their shifts. It had to be on a multiple of four because there were four gates, north, south, east, and west, that must be protected. These porters stood at the entrance to the temple. They examined the sacrifices to see whether or not the animal that you're bringing into the temple can actually be sacrificed, or whether it's blind, halt, lame, or otherwise damaged. Whether it's already had the marks of a halter on it from before. All of those things are by the porters. The porters were those men who examined those sacrifices and whether or not you yourself were clean or unclean. And so they had the authority to ask questions. Who is this man? He does not look like one of our brethren. Is he from the people of the land? Has he been circumcised? Is he a member of the Jewish church or not? Right? There are all kinds of questions because in those days, an uncircumcised could not come into that temple. Of course, that's no longer the case, but it was in those days. Then we had the service workers. We had the keepers of the gates of the tabernacle. They are reckoned by their genealogy according to David and Samuel. There are some that are over the treasury. There are some that are over the vessels, some over the instruments of music. Some over the flour and the wine, some over the special spices for the incense of the offerings, some over the showbread, and some were for singers. And they had all of these variegated duties according to the commandment of God. And there's one more thing that I would like to say about that, and that's the great care that they took over that labor. So one of the things that you do in critical work environments, again, this is my electrical contractor background speaking, is that when you go into something, let's say it's a wind tower, you know, a wind generator tower or something, you have a list of tools that you go in with. And when you come out, you have to go back over that list and make sure that every tool is in its place and every screw. Why? Because you don't want one tool or one nut fouling up the works. Right? So you have to make sure that what you took in, you take out. Notice that they kept a tail of the vessels of the sanctuary in the same way. They treated them as precious, that they could not be lost or left behind. They kept them, it says, by tail, T-A-L-E. That is, they kept an account of them going in and coming out. Okay? So that's very important, the kind of care that they exercised over that. Then finally, in verses 35 through the end of the chapter, we close once again reiterating the line of Saul, right, out of the tribe of Benjamin. Why is that? Because we are rushing to the second most important thing to establish, and that is the monarchy, and who will rule over us civilly now that we're back in the land, and how that civil authority will contribute to the building up of the worship of God in its propriety. And so that's why we have, at the end of this chapter, a repetition of Saul's genealogy. Chapter 10 will begin with Saul's quick demise and David's being ushered in, because it was David that built the temple of the Lord and was all about preserving it. So thus ends 1 Chronicles chapter 9. Let's stand.